A big thanks to 323 Sports for supporting the show. The guys with 323 Sports are a team dealer providing uniforms, gear, equipment, and more to schools and colleges across the country. I've used them on multiple occasions, and their customer service and low prices are second to none. To find out more, visit 323sports.com, or you can reach out directly to a rep at sales@323sports.com. They'll be sure to do it right for your sports program.
What's your plan this offseason when it comes to evaluating your program? On this week's episode of Inside the Huddle, Radius Athletics' Randy Sherman and I talk through some ideas for conducting postseason meetings with your players. Once you're done, if you're interested in the entire episode, you can click the link in the show notes.
So let's do talk about the postseason evaluation, kind of that process. You maybe either have personally gone through and you like the way that you did it or have watched other coaches do. What have you found to be some effective ways of helping your players then kind of take the next step for that next year or the offseason?
I feel like doing some of that statistical work and having individual meetings with players that sort of like after I've done that work or as I'm doing it, if time doesn't permit, to sort of talk individually to a player, like here's the good things you did this season. Here's some negative things. And then let's develop an off-season plan to sort of, you know, help you overcome some weaknesses, help you lean into your strengths, and kind of like get a sense from them what their, you know, what their plan is and what their perspective is as a player. Like I've noticed this is sort of like a lack of self-awareness sometimes can be a stumbling block for a lot of players, meaning like they don't really know what kind of player they are. You ask them what their strengths and weaknesses are, and they'll tell you an answer, but you're like, what? Like, like that's not what's happening, what I'm seeing, and it's definitely not what the statistics bear out. So maybe we can cut through some of that lack of self-awareness using some of the tools I've already mentioned about evaluating team and individuals. I think that's a big-time thing with coaches, of the ability to sort of like shoot your players straight about you're only benefiting them by telling them this is what you're good at. This is what you're not good at. You know, obviously you want to be, you know, tactful with that feedback, but like, this is what you're not good at right now, but here's what we're going to do to improve it. Here's what I would like to see you do to improve it. What is your plan to address that? I tried to get a sense of what their plan was as far as I coached at the high school level. So what their plan was for playing in the off season, whether that be on a club team or not, or whether they were going to play another sport in the off season instead of basketball, that can definitely impact, you know, some variables. If they're a multi-sport athlete at the college level, you don't deal with that, but, so I just tried to get a sense of their what was going to be their involvement in basketball through the rest of the spring, summer, fall, et cetera. That helps me know whether I can expect them to come to me a different player or have improved in these sort of weaker areas.
We usually give them like a page sheet. And I think with the accessibility and availability of advanced stats, not just regular stats, you know, if regular stats are all you have, that's at mm-hmm. least better than nothing. But especially with the advanced stats, I think to your point, they may not understand exactly what they're good at or what they're not good at. And that kind of lays it out a little bit better. I know in even some of the advanced software, you even get categories like, you know, sure. You're rating excellent, you're rating above average, you're rating poor, you're rating whatever. And that will allow you to then put together a specific plan. The less specific plan you have, don't be surprised when they come back and they're not very good or they're not much better.
I noticed too, was as a coach, it's a hard job to sort of balance the role of coach of the program and also the one responsible for individuals. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like you've got to be Tom Izzo and Drew Hanlon, right? Like, you got to be the coach of the team and sort of like an individual player development person as well. That's a hard balance to get right because you've got this need and this need, and the sum of its parts is what makes a good team anyway. So I typically didn't focus much in our spring workouts on team tactics, X and O's, new offense, new defense. I got my Drew Hanlon on with player like skill development sessions. And I felt like that was the best time to do it because we don't have any impending meaningful competition. We may have a spring league or summer league, but this is the time if you're going to sort of like turn the dial up on sort of like skill individual work that I chose to do that.
If you're interested in more in-depth X's and O's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to my Quick Timeout newsletter. In each Sunday's newsletter, you'll get small-sided game ideas, play of the week, and expert coaching interviews with college, NBA, and professional coaches from around the world. Click the link in the show notes to sign up today for a Quick Timeout newsletter.